today is driven by fear. Fear is a powerful emotion. It's the chink in your armor that the enemy uses to control you. The Apostle John wrote that the whole world lies in the sway of the wicked one, who, with the World Wide Web at his disposal, now has a distribution network like never in history. So many different voices with twisted truth designed to keep you off balance and driving you to learn more and more. Is it bringing you peace? Are you weary? Are you finding it harder to be still and to hear the still small voice of the one who loves you? So grab your favorite beverage, find a quiet place, and join Banner Kid for the Love is Calling podcast. Let's focus on Jesus, the lover of our souls.
Well, hello, this is Banner, and so good to be back on Love is Calling. It's been a bit. I've been busy for the last 2.5 years working in recovery ministry, and the Lord has finally bringing that season to a bit of a wind down. I've gone down to part-time as I continue to work my way towards a full transition at some point. The season that he had me in preparation for things he'd already called me to do, they seemed to have finally arrived, and I bless the Lord for that. So just to give you a quick update right off the bat, there's new music out. I have a new EP that was released back in December that accompanies the book, Laura's Healing Journey. It's a 5-song CD. It's available on CD. It's available for download. And we have re-released Consuming Fire. That's now available as a CD and for download. And coming up here in a couple of months, a full-length project. And this project is, I'm still working on the title for it. I'm not real sure what that's going to be, but it's really one of those projects. Basically, it's where I'm really just getting back to who I am. For a long time, being involved in religion, man's religion, I kind of lost who I was because I really lost my identity in Christ, became more about legalism and became so much, obviously, for those of you who knew me, about being involved in the cult of Messianic Judaism and those things. And, I've come out of that. Bless the Lord. It's just so amazing to feel the freedom, the absolute victory, the joy, restored relationships. And I tell you, it was a long, long road before I got there. As hard as it was, I'm just really, really thankful. I give God all the glory because he's used that, because he's shown me the fallacies in man's religion. It is very simple in just simply trusting and believing, following Jesus Christ. As Paul said, that I purpose to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified, and that paraphrase. We're going to get into a few verses here in just a minute, but I also want to quickly remind you, if you haven't followed me at all on Facebook, I am doing a Bible study in Kendallville right now. We're getting ready to begin our fourth week of that in the book of Hebrews, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, 6:15 p.m. until 7:15 p.m. at the Kendallville Public Library on Park Avenue. You're welcome to come to that. That's all a part of preparing for a church plant here in the Kendallville, Noble County area called the First Love Outreach Assembly. And that's all coming up here as we find a place. So along the way, I'd sure look forward to hearing from you. God is so good to us and just giving us an opportunity to really come back together in the unity of the Spirit and the love that Jesus Christ is and the love that he gives us. And so I want to read a few verses about that. I'm not going to take a whole lot of time today, but in John chapter 15, beginning in verse 1, he says, Jesus speaking, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Remember, the word that I have spoken to you. And that's a very important part of this whole thing. Who is the word? We have to remember, who is the word? Jesus Christ is the word from the beginning, and the word is God. And very important to remember. Abide in me, in the word, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, me, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they're burned. But listen to this, folks. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, verse 9, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment. Listen, the commandments we're to hear, the commandment we hear is Jesus Christ and what he says, what he said in the word. But not only that, but what he says to us in real time. He's with us, the Spirit who is God is within us. And he says, this is my commandment. Over all, his commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love, verse 13, has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, verse 14, if you do whatever I command you. Isn't that amazing? The love of God and what God has done for us, the Father has done for us in Jesus Christ, just amazing, amazing stuff. And I was looking also in Romans. In Romans chapter 15, verse 7, and it says, therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Remember, that's love. He is love. Now, I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. We're supposed to rejoice. It's supposed to be a happy time. You know, we've got great things to rejoice over. And again, it says in verse 11, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples. That's everybody. And in verse 12, and again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Verse 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by the power of religion. Hallelujah. This is something that just makes me so excited and happy and full of joy. Brothers and sisters, being free in Christ, there's nothing like it. You see, this whole idea of love, of Christian love, a love for our fellow man, love for one another, the love that would reach out and show affection to a brother and a sister, to help in time of need and just be a part of the body of Christ. By the power of the Spirit, with that love coursing through our veins, not something we gen up for ourselves. Remember, if you abide in Christ and Christ abides in you, there's a oneness there. In John 15, it says, and by that we bear much fruit. What is that fruit? I've heard all kinds of legalism about what that fruit is. I'm saying that means you're going to keep the Torah of Moses. That's not the fruit. Brothers and sisters, may make you mad if you're of that camp, but listen, we know what the fruit of the Spirit is. Galatians 5, picking up in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is, that's emphatic, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Listen to that. The fruit of the Spirit, what the Spirit does inside of us, it produces love, real love, selfless love. It produces a joy that we've never had before that's deep-seated, and a peace that passes all understanding, a long-suffering, that patience and trials and tribulations and all those kinds of things. It produces kindness, and it produces goodness and faithfulness. The Spirit produces gentleness in us. And listen to this one. The Spirit produces self-control. control. You don't have to try to control yourself. You have been given supernaturally the ability to control yourself, self-control. If you will yield to the work of the Spirit, all these beautiful, wonderful things will happen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. You can't command people to love, as I've said before. Brothers and sisters, this is just so exciting. I'm so thankful to be back on Love is Calling. This is just a short podcast, just enough to give you an idea that I'm back. We will have a schedule coming up here shortly, and we're going to go through some book series and some things like that, keep you up to date on things that are happening, do some interview segments, and just be a part of the wonderful body of Christ that is represented throughout the area. I'm looking for places to go out and speak, share my testimony, share music, and if you know us someplace or you want to talk about it, let me know. My contact information is at the end of this podcast, and mark it down. You can check out everything at bannerkid.com. That's BANNERKIDD.com. Or you can go to firstloveassembly.com, firstloveassembly.com, and gain a bunch of information there. Thank you so much again for listening to Love is Calling, and I'll see you next time. May the Lord richly bless you.
If you've been encouraged by this podcast, please subscribe to Love is Calling and tell your friends to check it out. If you have any questions, email banner@bannerkid.com. That's BANNER@BANNERKIDD.com. And join us for future episodes of Love is Calling as we continue to focus on Jesus, the lover of our souls.